All right, let's go to Mayor Ganim. Hey, Joe.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm really good. How about yourself?
Good, thanks. So quite an implosion. Why at 4 a.m.? I'm guessing not a lot of traffic on 95, so no distractions.
Yeah, they have to look at a lot of stuff like that. They slow down or actually stop the traffic on I-95, so that's a big factor. The other one was the date. The reason they picked this day, originally it was going to conflict with the sound side, was because the power, the running power plant that replaced this old site does some maintenance, and so they're almost like shut down. So they have to minimize or avoid, you know, things like that, whether they can cause a problem for electrical, cause a problem for cars. Yeah, 4 a.m., but quite a show at 4 a.m. in Bridgeport Sunday morning.
How bad was the dust, and was the dust dangerous to people?
You know, they if they had any concerns beyond the explosion itself or the implosion itself, it's that the dust clears the right way and doesn't end up in people's houses. They open the doors and all that. Everyone heard the boom or the bang if I talk to people around the city all day. But, yeah, there's always some concerns that kind of – there wasn't much wind, that kind of heads out as it did kind of out over the water. I didn't hear anything that it was toxic to that extent. And that doesn't mean it wasn't, but nobody brought that up.
Were you awake for it? Were you there? Was there a viewing stand? Were crowds gathered?
Yeah, a lot of people, if you look at some of the videos – are from Steel Point, where it was the last time. It wasn't imploded, but the last power plant that was taken down, and now there's going to be over 1,000 units of waterfront housing going up there.
I saw that going.
I was on the back.
Incredible. Yeah. It's going up fast.
Yeah, I was on the back of a pickup truck with one of the guys who packed the supports with the dynamite, and he showed me pictures, and they undermined the integrity of the steel by cutting it with a welding flame, and they cut it. And I said, "You guys, I never knew you could implode steel. I thought it was." He said, no. And so they undermine, they cut on one side more than the other. Then they pack it. It's amazing, with boxes filled with dynamite. And so I was the if they had a real plunger, I said, I want to push that plunger down. I've done that before.
Yes.
It's kind of a cool thing. And they said, when you push it down, you got to look up quick, because as soon as you hit it, the electrical power goes through there, and you say boom, 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 everything that we've seen on the video. So it's pretty cool. I was on the back of a truck of one of the guys, and we were videoing it. There was a viewing stand for them. They had actually, it's interesting, they had a crew. I don't know how they got here, but a crew from Korea came over. They're going to implode a similar former power plant in Seoul, Korea. So they're all there, and I'm like, what are you guys doing here? No, we're here for, in a broken English. So it was a cool thing.
So they were there to study this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're there. They came.
They're going to be doing it.
Yeah. So it's not. I guess it doesn't happen that often. We've had a few. I've always pushed for them when there's a big redevelopment in Bridgeport. I think it not only accelerates the ability to kind of get the site down and cleared, but it's kind of a cool thing. And look, that was a.
Well, now you see it. Now you don't. It's like a great magic trick.
Now you don't.
You know what? If I'm a magician at 3:59, I'm standing there with it behind me, and like, I am going to wield this building down now.
It's like the best firework you've ever lit.
Yeah. You know, right. How many pounds of dynamite or I don't know how they measure it, or tons or whatever. How much dynamite was used?
I don't know, but these boxes were 2 or 3 feet wide, around each of the structures. So
wow.
I don't know how they. Yeah, and I was like, wow, you're exactly right. When I saw it packed, and they've been tearing it down, piece by piece for months, which unless you're watching it, you're sitting there watching it like you're in one of the buildings and you look at your window, you wouldn't notice it. But they took a lot away already. And now if you look at it, if you go by there, you can see that obviously the candy cane, and there's two other stacks that are still up. And at least the plan for now, I mean, anything could change, but April would be the another implosion. So
would that be for the stack?
Yeah, unless something changes, there'd have to be some real concrete vision for somebody, the owners, to say, let's keep it. But otherwise, that'll get imploded too, and that'll be a big deal. I mean, that's, I don't know how many feet it is. I think it's close to, it's way up there. It's hundreds of feet high. I think
you
talked about it once before.
I was talking to someone from Long Island who came to the Alice Cooper concert, and they were like, why don't they just leave that there? It's so iconic.
Well, there's an iconic aspect to it, you know, and nostalgia. I think it would have to be transformed. Maintenance is an issue for the company, so they don't want that. It would have to be transformed into something that isn't just a kind of a candy cane. There, it'd have to be something that's an attraction, whether it says Bridgeport on it, whether it's you put murals on it or whatever. Yeah. The ideas. I don't know. San Francisco, I think, may have kept theirs, but I've searched the country about where they've kept them. Very few places have one this high, and very few places have kept them.
Phil, what'd you say? So, Phil looked it up.
Looks like it's just under 500 feet.
500, is it just under? Someone said 540. Okay. And I'm going to go up there. You guys are welcome to come with me. There's an elevator inside that thing.
No way.
Yeah.
There's an elevator?
There's an elevator
inside?
Yeah.
Oh, that's one of those. Mayor, that's not an elevator like you get into at City Hall. This is an elevator that's like a metal cart with a cable that you just like, and you wheel yourself up. By turning the handle.
It's a mine shaft.
It's a mine shaft elevator. You're not getting in that.
It'll be like a Bugs Bunny cartoon,
exactly.
Right?
That's terrifying.
It's like a dumbwaiter.
That's me.
What do you do at the top then?
Yeah, what do you do when you get up there?
The guy showed me pictures. I guess you can pop your head out the top
have a cigar?
That's a meme. The mayor's head popping out of that smokestack.
There's a lot of people that would like to shut it off once I get up there, I'm sure. But, so I'll keep you posted on that. That's on the schedule at some point.
Hey, if you do that, if you do that, we'll do some fundraiser where we pledge so much per foot that you go up. And if you go all the way up without backing out, like a little sissy, you get all the money for whatever chair. I don't think you have it in you.
You only need to get up there?
No, I don't. I think you'll get like 50 feet and you'll be like, you know what? I'm good.
All right. To be continued. Let's see what happens.
Very good. All right. Let's play this recording. This is the power plant in Bridgeport being imploded at 4 in the morning over the weekend. All right, so there's some woos.
You can always count on a woo after an explosion.
Of course.
There's got to be a woo.
I like, right after the woo, one person is like, I'm going to start the clapping.
Yeah. One guy.
No one joins in. Everyone's like, yeah, whatever.
Come on, guys. Come on, guys. Come on.
And what is the other guy saying? Can you play that again?
Yeah. I heard yabba dabba do.
Forget about Bugs Bunny at the Flintstones.
Yeah, I can't. That was gotta go. I wonder if they're talking about the smokestack.
Right.
You're saying that's gotta go.
Gobble, gobble, go.
Gobble, gobble, go.
I gotta get some gobble,
go. And then there's Ric Flair.
Yeah. And the clapper.
I love the clapper's my favorite.
Okay, guy, you can stop. Oh, yeah, it's still going.
He doesn't want to give up.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, how you doing? Hey. Jose, what's up, man?
Hey, how are you? You're on with the mayor.
What mayor is this?
Good morning.
Mayor Bridgeport.
Hey, how you doing, Joe Gano? Mayor Bridgeport's doing a great job, man.
We just thank you.
Heavily developed.
What's
that? Anyway, what I wanted to comment is on all the development going on at Bridgeport. Bridgeport reminds me of Shelton.
We need that, though, because, you know, who wants to drive through? It was sad driving through Bridgeport with empty buildings and abandoned city blocks. It's good that Bridgeport's coming back. I love it. I love every part of it.
You know, Bridgeport, I lived about 20 years in Bridgeport. Bridgeport is one of the top 25 cities in the country right now.
Yeah, we got things going, and it's...
Did you know that, Mayor?
Yeah, and this we're going to do the waterfront with this implosion we just did, too. I don't know. Did you follow the implosion on Sunday morning? Yesterday morning?
Yeah, I was at... Yeah. I followed it online, but I was at the concert, Judas Priest and Alice Cooper. And when you're there, you look at that theater. When I was a kid growing up in Bridgeport, what's here now, it used to be like an old factory that made valves. You got a lot of people coming into Bridgeport because of that amphitheater. But Bridgeport is on the move. Bridgeport is very expensive right now.
Is there a point to this call? Or...
Yeah, I'm just advocating on for the city of Bridgeport.
Oh, good. All right. Well, thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
The mayor appreciates that.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's because I go all over the place because I do Lyft and
7:14. Chaz loses control of the show.
I get a lot of feedback from people that say Bridgeport, boy, that's changed. You got people that live all over the state.
What is the point?
I'm advocating for Bridgeport.
I know you're advocating for Bridgeport. Okay, this is what I want you to do. Here's your project. Write me a 30-second commercial for Bridgeport, and then tomorrow at this time, call in and read it to us.
I wanted to tell the mayor he got to get Pleasure Beach open.
You didn't even know the mayor was on the phone when you got on.
What?
Yeah,
what?
Whatever.
Is there any way, this is directed to the mayor, any way... Pleasure Beach going to open soon?
Yeah, that's they've had some issues out there with ticks and all that kind of stuff. It does open seasonally. We have had it. And there is some plans to move forward and do more there. It's quite a spot. I'm glad you're a Pleasure Beach fan. So, yeah, we'll work. Maybe by next summer, which is really when people really get out there.
Yeah, we're not going to open a beach now. All right, Jose. Yeah,
what about building a new bridge so the residents can enjoy it?
Jose, hold on. I want to get your number. We're going to call you back some other time. he's entertaining. I like him.
I like his first. Hey, they're doing a lot of development. Did you know that, Mayor?
Yeah. I think he knew.
Wait, I got a couple other guys ready to call him too. You ready?
Mayor, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. Nice
job
with the implosion.
I appreciate his comment.
Everything went well, so that's got to be a relief for you. And
you the heads up.
I like what's happening in Bridgeport. I like seeing new things being built. Yeah. So
you guys have been great, and when they line up this next one, we'll get you out there at 4 a.m.
Yeah. No, I'll do it. I'm not going up in that elevator. I want to see you go up in that elevator. I want to see the mayor of Bridgeport going up the elevator in that almost 500-foot tower. Thank you, sir.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
All right. Brian Blackmore in the studio. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday.
Good morning. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
And Jose's on the phone.
Hey, what's going on, Chaz? Did the mayor leave?
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah. He's a great mayor. But anyway, what are you doing? Dumbass News now? You need some new material?
Yeah. We're doing Dumbass News, and we want Jose to help us.
Oh, here's the thing, situation, dumbass. Well.
Listen, why don't I just do the story, then you could comment on that.
Yeah, go ahead, Chaz. Okay. I don't want to take the lead on it. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah.
You're the lead man.
I appreciate that. And then you're going to do the. You're going to be the AJ here, okay?
I mean, where's AJ? He's having some operation?
Kind of. I'll get to that later.
Yeah, because I wish them well.
No, thank you for that. Yeah.
You're welcome.
So the internet responds to a Gen Zer crying after her first day of work. This was going around over the weekend. We don't have her because we can't find it. We can't find the post. She may have taken it down, but we have a similar person from like 2 years ago who did this.
So dramatic and annoying, but this is my first job, like my first 9-to-5 job after college, and I'm in person and I'm commuting in the city and it takes me forever to get there. There's no way I'm going to be able to afford living in the city right now. So that's off the table. Like duh. If I was able to walk to work, and it'd be fine. I get on the train at 7:30, and I don't get home till like 6:15 earliest. And then like I don't have time to do anything. I want to shower, eat my dinner, and go to sleep. I don't have time or energy to work out. Like, that's out the window. Like, I'm so upset. Oh my god. Being in the office 9 to 5, like if it was remote, you get off at 5 and you're home and everything's fine. But like, I'm not home. It takes me, like, people that drive to the office, like, it doesn't, you don't get off at 5. I literally get off, it's pitch black. Like, I don't have energy. How do you have friends? Like, how do you have time to like meet like a guy? I don't know. Like, how do you have time for like dating? Like, I don't have time for anything, and I'm like so stressed out. And I'm also getting my period, so that's why I'm all emotional. But like, am I so dramatic? It's fine.
It's fine.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, Jose.
Yes, I got the remedy for her.
Okay.
How old was she?
I don't know, 21 or 2.
Anyway, see, I do lifts, so I run into a lot of stories. I got the remedy.
You're a Lyft driver?
I'm a Lyft driver.
You mean if I order a Lyft, I might have you pull up?
Yeah, you'll be fortunate to have me, because I'll tell you about some that. Let me give this lady the remedy for this lady.
Yeah,
she claims she doesn't have that. Look, reality check. If you live in the city, you got to get an apartment in the city with about 20 other women. Right across from your company, and then you could just walk in. If you're going to commute and cry, welcome to the real world. You went to college, you would hope that they told her, in the real world, there's going to be sacrifices out there.
That's a great
talking
point.
About she has a problem dating. Yeah. If you're a beautiful woman, that's not a problem. You can choose anyone you want. What's wrong with that lady? You know what's wrong with her? She's not a happy person. Once you find the right boyfriend, she'll be happy. You got to be happy about life. Like, I went to Toad's over this weekend. I took my son there. I went there. It was college night. I think Toad's holds 1,000 people.
Yes.
Out of the 1,000, there was 900 young, vibrant, beautiful women.
No
if
way.
You can't get a woman.
No way.
At Toad's.
There was not 900 beautiful women in one place in New Haven.
Okay, I'm exaggerating a little.
Yes.
Out of the 900 women, 100 were beautiful. The other, you can rate them whatever you want. My point
Jose.
Is, she all she got to do is get an apartment.
Where are you?
Have a good trip, yo.
Where are you?
It's getting yelled at.
I'm home in the great city of Shelton. My wife's going to work, and I'm going to South Carolina for a week.
Put her on the phone.
What?
Put your wife on.
No, she's left. She's going to work, but I would put her on. She's mad at me because I done Lyft for about an hour and a half, and she doesn't like that I do Lyft because she thinks things might not go well with me. Anyway.
I wonder why she thinks that. What does she think is going to happen? That you might mouth off to someone, or
no, not mouth off. I do it with respect. She thinks that I might pick up a girlfriend because I'm.
Why would she think that when you you're at Toad's place with 900 beautiful
women,
vibrant women.
I misspoke. 900 women, 100 beautiful. The other you can rate from 1 to 10, whatever. Whatever floats your boat, you know what I'm saying?
I like that I have no idea who played, but I know how many people were there and what they look like.
How come I'm never lucky enough to get him as a Lyft driver?
Saturday night. Not this Saturday night, but it was a DJ. You know what I learned about college girls? You know one time what happened? Want me to tell you a story about when
no,
I was...
No, I don't. You know what I do want? I want to put you on hold. I want to get your number from when we hit a slow spot.
No, Chaz, you were telling me about that girl there, Jay-Z. She got to get an apartment in the city, share in a basement somewhere. And
does he mean Gen Z?
Work, and then she could date.
He said Jay-Z.
I love
Jay-Z.
That girl, Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Jay-Z or Jay-Z? My daughter's 40. What's that make her? A Gen Z or...
40?
My daughter's 40 years old. What category does she slot into?
She's probably late millennial.
Mm. She's a millennial.
Gen X.
A millennial.
Yeah.
All right. I got to go.
Millennials have some issues.
No.
They got some real issues. Nah. But anyway, the remedy for that lady in New York. Get a boyfriend, start dating, and start enjoying life, for crying out loud. I went to...
That's your Chaz and AJ Little Pub Dumbass News.
My father said, why do you always go with your son? I'm trying to get him a
Chaz
girlfriend.
And AJ.
Because he's very shy.
No.
See, my son...
You just don't let him speak.
No, I let him speak. My son, if you're sitting in a room, say that you're sitting in a room with a couple
99.1 PLR.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.